Yo, Zanetti! Sandro Zanetti paused in the entranceway of his best friend and former teammate's house, where the birthday party for a second close friend and former teammate was well and truly underway. Music came from somewhere, laughing children chased a cat up the stairs, and the buzz of multiple conversations overlapped one another. Hello, Zanetti! Over here! And there, in the living room to the left of the entranceway, were a handful of his younger teammates sitting around a card table, each with six shot glasses filled with what was probably beer, but could have been whiskey. Sandro met the gaze of each man.
Do I even want to know what you're doing?
Shots competition! Dealey patted the chair on his right, the skin of his normally fair-colored cheeks flushed with either drink or excitement. Or both. Join us! We tried to bribe Cotton into participating, but he just laughed in our faces. You can take his place! Sandro sat and sniffed one of the glasses. Ugh, cheap beer. With their NHL salaries, these guys could afford better, even on Dealey's entry-level contract. Sandro pushed all six of his shot glasses to the center of the table.
Someone get me new ones with water or pop.
That got him some good-natured protests, but he waved them away.
Yeah, yeah. Grumble about it all you want, but someone needs to be sober enough to drive you knuckleheads home later.
Yes, Dad,
someone muttered sarcastically before six new shot glasses were placed in front of him, these containing a fizzy clear liquid. Sprite or 7-Up, no doubt.
What does the winner get? Sandro asked.
Well, Dealey said, drawing out the word, we thought the winner could skip tomorrow morning's practice.
And why are you all looking at me like I can make that happen?
You're the oldest guy on the team. Dealey patted his shoulder. You have clout with Coach Matalora. Sandro scoffed.
Not that kind of clout.
At 38 years old, Sandro was an old-timer. He was aging out of hockey, and everything hurt, pretty much all the time. But until his body failed him, he'd milk his career for all it was worth. Besides, what would he do with himself without the game? Without the training, and the practices, and the locker room shit-talking, and the days-long road trips? Who was he outside of hockey?